singing the whole Canada. As we share our time together this afternoon. A few housekeeping items. There is one accessible bathroom at the back of the hall on this floor, located off the lobby where you entered. Additionally, there are two other bathrooms through the hall, down the stairs, and long past the food. Please don't eat it. It's for the choir later. And then the bathroom over here. If you wouldn't mind to put your pocket computer devices and other electronic devices on silent mode for the duration of the show, that would be much appreciated by your neighbors and the performers. And this is our second collaborative event showcasing these two Eastern Shore Choir's musical friends and Coastal Voices Men's Choir. All members have been working hard these past weeks on their repertoire, despite several snowstorms. And it is my honor to now turn things over to the very talented and inspiringly energetic musical director of Coastal Voices Men's Choir, Mr. Ross Thompson.
Things are as they were. Traveling through. vein of spirituals in the American self-tradition, this next one, Dropa Jericho, I would say to the guys, it's kind of like an Indiana Jones adventure story.
Oh.
America is with us today. You can kind of bounce around the logs. But I hope you enjoy the story.
peaceful and times in your life alive, and there's nothing like music that brings you back to it. So I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
choice towards peace and harmony and the lovely idea, like a little ripple that keeps getting bigger. And it features three soloists, Andrea and Joanne and Christine. Okay. How are you, Mike? Can you just give it a little tap? Yeah, it features Brian Cable back there on the guitar. Black Bird, and it's a story of a sailor and his maiden, and and the pain of separation. And like I said, it features Jim, and he actually has a personal connection to Helen Clayton with many of his families and loved ones frequenting her home. So this is meaningful to him. Blackbird, not to be confused with Paul McCartney. Helen Clayton. Although I bet you could do Paul McCartney. Would you just play a good pain medication. Okay, I'm going to introduce this song in the hopes that they have that keyboard ready. Alright. I've got this friend, Terry, who's a DJ, and she sends me songs every now and then, just randomly, and she said, you should totally do this with your choir. And she's, and I thought, oh, okay. I will, I like it. And it's written by Shana Taub, who is an actress and a singer and a Tony Award-winning composer. And it's called Sing Again. And it's something I certainly believe in because it has to do when we are at our lowest, when things are going wrong. Sometimes all we need to do is sing again, and with that we're lifting our spirits and lifting everybody else in a way that nothing else can do. That's what music does for us. So our song here, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. It features our silver spoon.
Yeah.
Theo Monroe, and I'm the newly minted chair of the Musical Friends Choir, and so honored to be here. I'd like to thank our wonderful audience. You've been so welcoming. We're so grateful for you today.
Fiore Tuola that Handel so loves. This is another piece by Handel from Judas Maccabeus, but it doesn't have quite the same kind of feel before. But if you listen very carefully, you'll hear what I call, or I say the part is the just watch out for that spot. Oh, I can see you're really curious about that now. Anyways, here we go. Lift up your voices. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for coming out this afternoon and sharing our music with us. It's so much fun for us. We're prepared. I know Charlene and her group have worked very hard under great trials and tribulations every Monday, right? Every Monday was a challenge this year. Last year was Thursdays, and normally we're on Thursdays, so we didn't get hit this year, so we're grateful for that. But we're so grateful that when we have been able to prepare music, that you come out and join us as a community and share with us and help support our program. So thank you for coming.